Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert. Because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
This episode is brought to you by Marshalls, where you never have to compromise between quality and price. The buyers at Marshalls hustle hard, working to bring you great deals on brand name and designer pieces. Because Marshalls believes everyone deserves access to the good stuff. Visit a Marshalls store near you or shop online at marshalls.com.
All right, welcome into the Love of the Star podcast presented by the On Time Experts. I'm Eric Chia. Follow alongside the Super Bowl winning scout, Brian Broaddus. He is broadcasting live from the Crown Media Studios. Make sure you give that a sub on the YouTube. Broaddus, happy Wednesday, bro. I'm still flying high after that dominating 44-22 victory over the Commanders. Now we turn our sights to the Orange Crush Denver Broncos going to Denver, trying to beat them for the first time. And gosh, it feels like a million years, but I'm still fired up, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Eric. Thank you very much. Yeah, I could go back to the, Cowboys beating the Broncos in Super Bowl where in 1977, they were down in New Orleans and the dominating performance with from Randy White and Harvey Martin as co-MVPs. Some great times there, but yeah, it's been a little hard-pressed here of late. You don't get to play the Broncos all that much, but, you know, going to, I think they still call it Invesco Field. Maybe they don't. I don't even – these names change so much. I mean, it's the old Mile High. I'm always the old Mile High Stadium guy and stuff like that, but, it'll be a challenge, and it's a pretty good football team that Sean Payton's got assembled there. Especially some of the things that they do to you defensively. We'll get into those probably later in the week. But, man, yeah, just sit down and watching their offense. There's some things that that Dallas clearly has to be ready for.
Okay, I hate to do this in real time, but I think your microphone is not green lighting projecting the way that your voice usually booms. So I'm going to let you handle that for a moment while I tell the good folks about the On Time Experts. Call the On Time Experts. They'll come to your home the same day because they're backed by their Stay Cool guarantee. Visit theontimeexperts.com. Click the Book Now button. Pay less over time because they correctly diagnose your issue and fix it right the first time. Same day or you don't pay policy for certain repairs. 100% satisfaction guarantee. No excuses, no exceptions. Brian Broaddus, how's that mic?
Much better, I believe, because I have my power plugged in and not my mic. So here we are. Are we better?
I think it's the same. I don't see. I'm not seeing the green light. I'm not hearing you boom the same way as it's green over there.
It's green, sir. Absolutely green. So my apologies here. Maybe I need to check the mic. We'll check the mic as we go. But yeah, give me some commentary, Eric. Tell me what you're seeing, what you're hearing, all those kinds of things. About the whole trade stuff yesterday.
Yeah. I think we definitely need to go ahead and start there because the rumors are starting to fly around. We have the NFL trade deadline lurking right around the corner here in just a couple of weeks. And yesterday, on Tuesday, we had Trey Wingo tweeting out unannounced, just bang, hits the Twitter with the Cowboys are certainly interested in acquiring Max Crosby from the Vegas Raiders, which would be music to all of our ears for the most part. I mean, he's a well-rounded edge rusher. He's absolutely fantastic. Played at Colleyville Heritage here in DFW, and he's been one of the best edge players in the NFL for many years. He's 28 years old now, and he is under contract for the rest of this season and two more seasons after that, making like $35 million a year. And the reports were that the Cowboys were interested. Then we find out that Max Crosby himself is interested in coming to the Cowboys. And then later on in the night, we find out that the Raiders apparently sat down with him and told him, hey, you're not going anywhere. We're not trading you, even though we are an absolute dumpster fire of a football team. So that's where things stand on Max Crosby right now.
Yeah, you got me okay now? Much better?
Yeah, that's good. Better.
Here we go. Sorry about that, folks. That one's on me setting this thing up. I think that Jane Slater, I know Tom Pelissari was on this. I know Jane Slater's got this thing wired. She's got really excellent sources on this. And I know she was reporting that last night that he was not going to go anywhere. But I also want to say this. We kind of got the idea that Micah Parsons wasn't going anywhere, you know? And so, you know, you got to be mindful initially. I think everybody is trying to kind of Trey Wingo has got really good sources too with the Raiders. I think he was reporting that on their end more than Dallas's end, because when I started to talk to the people in Dallas, they were saying, well, that's news to us right now. But I think Dallas is in the trade market. I just don't know if that the particular player will see, but you know, they were at the NFL owners meeting in New York yesterday, and it would have been a great opportunity for Jerry Jones to walk over to Mark Davis and say some things and maybe lay a little groundwork about potentially what could be in the future. But I trust Jane. I trust Trey Wingo. I think right now, like I said, everything with a lot of water being thrown on the trade possibility with that, with the two teams. But I just also, again, remind folks that Stephen Jones said he was not going to trade Micah Parsons. And lo and behold, this is what happened. So never say never until the deadline passes completely. I think every team has their price. I think every team, when you really break it down, they have to evaluate where they are at this point in time in the season. We're nearing the halfway mark. It's, you know, some teams are looking at it as like, this is a lost season. We need to think about recouping some things. Maybe there's a guy that, you know, that we, I mean, let's be honest with you. You know, if you look at Max Crosby, he plays at such a high level for a football team that's not playing very well. It would be, in a way, kind of a really a bold move to say, okay, well, Max Crosby's the problem here and let's go get somebody else kind of thing. But I think you have to make the determination if you're the Cowboys, you know, what is your level of comfort of going to do this deal? Are you comfortable potentially giving up both those Green Bay first round picks that you obtain in the Micah Parsons trade, or are you going to try and go another avenue here? If in fact that Max Crosby is on the market, which secretly I believe he is, then you have to probably battle some other teams. And are you going to be able to come with a package that satisfies what the Raiders want? So something worth keeping an eye on. I don't think the cold water's been completely thrown on this one yet.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. When I saw those reports last night, I'm thinking, hey, that's what a smart organization should do. You have an asset that teams covet around the league, and you don't want to just open the door for, yeah, we want to let him go. You're trying to drive up the price as much as possible. And as you mentioned, there's a price for everybody. Nobody is truly untouchable, especially right. When you're talking about non-quarterbacks. So, and the Raiders are so bad right now. If I'm a Raiders fan, as much as I love Max Crosby, and I probably got a Crosby jersey, and he's been my favorite player for the last half decade for sure, because he's been a total menace stopping the run and getting after the quarterback.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back, and he's kind of an Iron Man. I know he missed some games last year, but the dude like never comes off the field. And so last year it finally caught up to him a little bit, but he's still playing really, really good football, 28 years old, and the Raiders are just so down bad right now. I mean, they are such a bad football team. You might as well get something for a guy like that as you totally hit the reset button and try and figure out, like, you basically need – you need 11 starters on offense. Well, I guess 10 because you have Genty and Bowers. But for the most part, they need a whole revamp. So I would be looking to move them. But I get the Raiders trying to drive up the price a little bit.
Well,
he will
yeah.
be a commodity. But at the same time, the Cowboys, depending on how aggressive they want to be here, I mean, the Cowboys have as many assets as anyone after that Parsons trade. Then you have to get into, okay, like, where do we draw the line in terms of what we're willing to give up for this player?
Yeah, I just know, and I haven't looked at the NFL draft yet. I will start here in probably another week, start looking at players getting ready for the 2026 draft. I'm going to say that Dallas will pick probably somewhere, you know, hopefully they'll pick in the 20s, with their own pick. That means that's a playoff team, and we'll see how things go from the playoffs if that's the case. The Packers likely will be right now, I saw a projection, they're at 31. So you're going to have likely, you know, if everything works out, you would have two late ones, which you have.
So good, so good, so good.
New markdowns are on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save even more, up to 70% on dresses, tops, boots, and handbags to give and get.
Because I always find something amazing.
Just so many good brands.
I get an extra 5% off with my Nordstrom credit card. Total queen treatment.
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
I have to determine now, though, is that... is at what value, you know, is there a player that at say 21 that's better than Max Crosby on your board? Probably not. You know, is there a player at Green Bay's pick that probably not, you know? So, you know, if in fact now, if you're talking that you're a team like New Orleans and you've obtained this pick and your own pick is somewhere in the top five, now you really have to kind of judge yourself. Like, it, you know, is there a player that you like in the top five that's better than Max Crosby? Now it gets, you know, is there a better one in the top 10? You know, depending on where you finish in the draft system, you have to evaluate where, you know, where those picks are. And is there a player, are you giving up a pick for a player? You know, you always have to say, is that player better than the player you're getting? And in a lot of cases, I think that you would be hard pressed to find players better than Max Crosby. You know, I mean, we'll see if you get into the top five, you know, once you get studying and like, wow, I really like this guy and I think it's a young talent and we could have him for 5 years and that kind of thing. But I think you're going to be really hard pressed to find somebody better than Max Crosby at where you're picking at your spot and Green Bay spot.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And you do, I mean, you factor in the cheapness of the rookie contracts and you factor in, you know, where you're at as a franchise. Are you kind of in more of a reset or rebuild situation, or are you in more of a win now situation? Yeah. And the Cowboys are in that weird spot where there's a lot of win now elements to the way they've built this team and the way they're performing right now. You have a championship level offense. Mm-hmm. You paid Dak Prescott all that money. He's playing the best football of his career. And so you make the George Pickens move, which could potentially just be a rental. That's a win now move. You're paying Lamb all that money. You have plenty of aspects of this team that is like, okay, we should be in win now mode. And I do feel like you would be doing yourself a disservice if you didn't try and really capitalize not only on the, maybe it's lightning in a bottle with this offense right now, but just this general couple year window. You still have Dak under contract and you should have some really strong continuity offensively because basically all your guys from a starting standpoint are under contract to come back next year. So I think they need to capitalize on this window. As much as you say that it's championship caliber and win now mode for the offense, different story for the defense. Thank God we saw some level of life versus the Commanders. We know they were injured and a little bit down bad there, and Jaden Daniels goes out of the game, but it was nice to see the defense start to look a bit more competent in a way that we haven't seen before, but they're still a long ways away from being championship caliber. So why not just try and throw as much as you can at that defense right now and stabilize it and give yourself a chance to win in a year where you have an offense and a coaching staff that is clearly capable. So I would be totally in favor. I get it. Like two first round picks or something would be, I'd be a little rich to go get Crosby, but I can't say I'd be totally disinterested, especially when you talk about, hey, you get Crosby. Now all of a sudden, maybe, you know, you're a playoff team. That's going to be a late pick. You know, the Packers is going to be a late pick too. So, but there's also so many other options as well in terms of if you don't want to give up that level of asset, you can still go get some guys. I would be pretty frustrated, especially if they go out there and find a way to beat Denver. Like, you've got to get this defense some help. And there's plenty of options out there. If you don't want to go with the big first round type swings, you can get some guys. And I think they need probably a handful.
Yeah, Eric, I think you're in a little bit of a dangerous situation if you're the Cowboys defensively, because there's people in the organization, and I used to be one of those people that they listen to my opinion. And you're in a little bit of a dangerous situation because you're seeing that you're going to have some guys coming back from injury. And so now, who is convincing Jerry and Steven that, hey, wait a minute, we'll be fine. We get Overshown back. You know, we're getting some other guys back. We're getting our corners back. We're getting, you know, that's the danger that, you know, instead of, is my hope and your hope as well, I believe, is that somebody in the organization is saying, listen, we got this way on offense because we went and traded for a guy like George Pickens. I would be the guy standing up in the room reminding everybody that, hey, listen, look what we did. We traded a third round pick for a guy that's made our offense remarkably better. It's helped Lamb. It's helped the quarterback. It's helped the play caller. You know, I would remind everybody of that. Like, you know, old saying, you know, fortune favors the bold. You know, I'm not interested in just being the guy or the gal in the organization that says, well, you know, we got guys coming back. We got, you know, Overshown's coming back. That'll be a big help. You know, we'll be, you know, we got all these guys coming back. You know, that's, man, that would drive me nuts if I was sitting in that room.
Me too.
And maybe I'm different and maybe you're different, but that's the danger of working for the Dallas Cowboys, that you get people within the organization that just don't want to make that move. And then Jerry listens to those people. You know, there were people in the organization that were adamant about trading Micah Parsons. Jerry listened. You know, there were people in the organization that, like, if you pay him over $40 million, that's a mistake. We'll see how that plays out. I don't know. I mean, he was outstanding. He's been really good during the season. He was outstanding against Arizona, you know, last week. But there were people that were standing up and saying, no, this guy, he doesn't do this. He doesn't do this. He's not a leader. You know, Jerry listened. And I'm hopeful that there's people like you and I that are in that organization that will say, we need to go now. Let's not act like that. This division, you know, Philadelphia is kind of wobbling a little bit. The Giants look like a better team. You saw the Commanders are just too banged up right now. But this division in this conference, with the exception of the Tampas and the Detroits and the Rams, you know, there's some things to be. I mean, you went toe to toe with Green Bay, one of the better, you know, one of the top four teams. You know, should have beat them. Should have beaten Philadelphia. You know, maybe you had one or two things go your way, that would have been the case. But if I'm in that room, I'm standing up on the table and I'm saying, listen, we need to think about going and, you know, if they're telling us no, we need to keep asking. Just keep asking, you know. Eventually somebody in that organization that you're going to trade to or trade with will say, okay, yeah, we're in a bad situation and the 2-1s are better than, or 1-1's better than the options that we have right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's hilarious to think that, and listen, we all love DeMarvion Overshown.
Sure.
But they're putting a lot on him being a savior for this defense, a guy who's coming off of just a total knee obliteration last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, to
bank on him to step on the field and be the same explosive, dominant player that we've seen him be in what's been a relatively small sample because he's dealt with the injuries, like, to me, that is just crazy. Like, you're thankful that he's back, and anything you get from him this season, you should just be grateful for, because, like, coming off an injury like that, dude, like, that is, and he's obviously in a new defense now, and he's so committed, and he grinds his tail off, and no one does the rehab, and like him, he's an emotional leader for that team. He's kind of the heartbeat. Everybody loves him. It's going to be great to have him back. I can't wait to watch him play. But to act like he's going to be the reason why your defense becomes championship caliber, I mean, come on, dude. And what, Savone Revelle, again, another guy that we love, excited about him, excited about his future. He's a rookie who last time he played, he was on the practice field for East Carolina.
Yeah.
It's like, and now you expect him to just step in and be a savior for you as a rookie with an ACL that had a setback, and now we're just throwing him onto the field, and all of a sudden, hey, there's a Revis Island. Let's go win a Super Bowl. Yeah. Like, you are crazy to stand up and think that that's all this team needs right now. If you really want to be serious, you've got to go get proven commodities, and you cross your fingers that Revel and Overshown can be sort of cherries on top for you with a defense that begins to move in the right direction. But if you want to be serious about doing some serious winning here, then you've got to go make at least a Max Crosby move or a couple of maybe lesser moves. Is it Jalen Phillips in Miami? Can you go find a linebacker somewhere? Can you find a safety somewhere? whatever it is. But that would really frustrate me if they end up.
If we have to use assets like, you know, second round assets and things like that, I'm confident that I could take the Green Bay first round pick and move that thing to get more assets. I'm confident 100%. I could do that. I'm confident. If you're worried about giving up a two or, you know, giving up another pick within the draft, I'm pretty confident I can move that pick, you know, and pick stuff up. I know I'm going to get some compensatory picks. Pretty confident that I'll have enough draft picks. I'm confident, but you know, like I said, I just hope there's not people in the organization that are doing exactly what you just said. You know, oh hey, you know, we've got Overshown coming back and Revell, man, you're right about Revell. I mean, you know, he had a setback. He had a setback in training camp, and you know, and now they're having to try and make up for lost time there. But there's a lot of unknown. Healthy, he is a really, really good player. But there's so much unknown, and there's really some unknown about Overshown and how he's going to play. Mm-hmm. So give me the opportunity to go get a Crosby, you know, Phillips, you know, somebody like, you know, Hendricks. Go give me an opportunity to at least try to get one of those guys.
All right, you're listening to the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, presented by the On Time Experts. Same day or you don't pay policy for certain repairs. Call the On Time Experts and they'll come to your home the same day, backed by their Stay Cool guarantee. Visit theontimeexperts.com, click the Book Now button, and you will pay less over time because, well, they correctly diagnose your issue and fix it right the first time.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.